AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs a series of executive orders on vaccine mandates to blunt the spike in coronavirus cases among the millions of people who have, up till now, refused to be vaccinated. Sagar Magani has more.
The president says most Americans have done the right thing by getting vaccinated. He and they are frustrated by the 80 million who have not.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
Among other steps, he's rolling out sweeping federal vaccine requirements affecting as many as 100 million Americans, including mandating that all employers with more than 100 workers require vaccinations or weekly tests. The moves come as the U.S. sees a sharp rise in cases, about 300% more each day than at this time last year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president also delivers a strong message to airline passengers who refuse to follow TSA mask requirements.
Double the fines on travelers that refuse to mask. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect. The anger you see on television toward flight attendants and others doing their job is wrong. It's ugly.
More than 177 million people are fully vaccinated in this country. An effort to begin booster shots could begin on the 20th of this month. An AP NORC poll last month found 55% of Americans favor requiring government workers to be fully vaccinated, compared with 21% opposed. Similar majorities also back vaccine mandates for healthcare workers, teachers working at K-12 schools, and workers who interact with the public, such as at restaurants and stores. This is AP News. Beards, punches, cockroaches, and old gum get nods in this year's Ig Nobel Prizes.
An Ig Nobel goes to researchers at the University of Utah who found out beards don't just make a fashion statement. They can protect a man's delicate facial bones from a punch in the face, absorbing the force of the punch. No faces were actually punched to determine this. A team of Navy researchers won for figuring out a cheaper and more effective way to control cockroaches on submarines. Using the pesticide dichlorvos was less expensive and more effective. Also, researchers from a Spanish university determined already chewed gum that has been stuck to the sidewalk for 3 months is teeming with nasty bacteria. It can be applied for the control of contagious diseases. I'm Ed Donahue.
Spanish police arrest Venezuela's former spy master at an apartment hideout in Madrid. Hugo Caravel spied on fellow members of the Venezuelan military for the late dictator Hugo Chavez. He's wanted in the U.S. on narco-terrorism charges. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.